I'm telling you, man, go back in time, get in the DeLorean, go back to 1972, 73, and enjoy Three Dog Night.
Of all the things you can do with time travel.
Go back in time and enjoy Three Dog Night. That's what you should do.
Number one on the list.
Number one on the list is go back in time and enjoy Three Dog Night in the early 70s, because it's quite enjoyable. Did you know I played drums with Three Dog Night? Did I ever tell you this story?
What?
In your house to a CD?
No, at Ginger's Ale House. There used to be this guy named Stuart, British guy, who used to play every Saturday night at the Red Lion Pub. It used to be on Lincoln Avenue. And he used to play every Saturday night. And we would go every Saturday night. My friends and I would go every Saturday night to the Red Lion without missing it. And we loved Stuart. Stuart was great. He would sing songs. We'd sing along. He called us the Guinness Boys Choir. We used to sing all along the Watchtower. It would be the Guinness Boys Choir. And then when he took a break, we would sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, our table would do Bohemian Rhapsody from beginning to end. I've told this story before because some people are convinced that Mike Myers was there one night and stole it and put it in the movie. And Mike Myers is a known thief of comedy. Like, he really is. He steals from everybody. But I mean, I think it sounds very Oliver Stone-ish, but the fact is that we did do it every weekend. We did Bohemian Rhapsody from beginning to end. And during the part where the jam starts, we would all bang our heads. And we did the whole thing. And this was 2-3 years before Wayne's World ever came out. So when I saw Wayne's World, I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what we used to do with the Red Lion every week. And then I got a hold. Somebody sent me a copy of the original script. It's not in the original script. That scene's not in the original script. So take that with what you will. That's not the story I'm trying to tell. Anyway, so Stuart would play, and then the Red Lion closed. And so I was talking to the guy who ran Ginger's, and I was like, you should get this guy Stuart to come in here on Sunday nights. He's awesome. While I bartend, he can come in. So he'd come in, and we got Stuart. He came in. Stuart knew two of the guys in Three Dog Night. They were in town playing some sort of fest. This was in the mid-90s, early 90s, something like that. Yeah, early 90s, 92, 93. So they were playing like some neighborhood fest. At this point, they weren't Three Dog Night from the 70s, you know, anymore. And I think one of the Dog Nights was not there. It was like two of the guys. So he was like, you know, I think they're going to come in tonight. They're going to come in and they might jam with us. So, because sometimes I would go up and I'd play drums with Stuart. And my buddy would come up and play bass, and we would play a few songs. So he's like, yeah, I think Three Dog Night is going to come in. So they came in. And Oaken and I and a couple other guys start freaking out. We're like, oh, my God, it's Three Dog Night. So we go up and we meet him. Chuck Negron was not there, but the other two guys were. It was just Chuck Negron who's not there. So the other two guys come up and we say, hey, oh, my God, we're huge fans. So they get up on stage, and they're going to perform, and we're like, yeah, you know. And they're like, come on up, why don't you play a song with us? And so we get up there. We're only going to play a song with them. We get up there. I get up there on the drums, and I'm like, hey, man, let's do Eli's Coming or something. They're like, oh, no, we won't be doing any of our songs. And I'm like, what? No, we're not going to do any of our songs because that's too much like work. We're just going to have fun. So we played Twist and Shout, and then I got off the stage, and all night long they didn't play any of their songs. No, it's too much like work. Like, shut up, man. Shut up. Shut up and play out in the country. I don't want to hear you. Play Eli's. Play one. Play Shambhala. I don't want to. What are you doing? So they played like standards. So it was like just watching, you know, it could have been like if Stuart, because Stuart played those songs. Stuart would play Beatles songs. He'd cover all those. But there's Three Dog Night is there. Three Dog Night is in the bar. Yeah, we're going to do Twist and Shout. The hell are you talking about? So I did. I played drums on, played Twist and Shout on the drums with Three Dog Night. Although I wanted to play Eli's Coming. I requested Eli's Coming. They looked at me like I was, you know, like an idiot. I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry. I'm requesting one of your songs, one of your hit songs. Oaken was mad. Oh, I remember Oaken was so mad. He's like, they're not going to play Shambhala. I'm like, no, they're not going to play any of their songs. You know? We're lucky we'll hear Hound Dog. That's I think that's as edgy as they're going to get this evening. We're not going to hear Shambhala. We're not going to hear The Show Must Go On. None of it. It was a very disappointing evening.
You should have gone to the show they were playing at prior to them being
there. Oh, it's too much like work. Shut up. Too much like work.